Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, the South African Reserve Bank is set to announce its latest interest rate decision tomorrow. I don't need to tell you the economic landscape is fraught, a lot of complexities, and inflation forecasts, though, dipping below the central bank's target midpoint, while global trade tensions and domestic fiscal challenges, as well as layers of uncertainty, are all adding to the mix. So let's dissect these issues and the implications for monetary policy and what we're likely to see tomorrow. Tertia Jacobs, Treasury Economist at Investec, is with us. Tertia, good evening to you. Let's start off, if we can, with inflation. Numbers out today. Annual inflation holding steady at 3.2% in February, but what is of concern, month on month, accelerating sharply to 0.9%, up from 0.3%. And I guess that reflects increased cost pressures in categories like food and fuel.
Hi, Jeremy. You're absolutely correct. There was an acceleration month on month compared to January. But in addition to the fuel price increase, there's also an annual measurement of medical insurance costs, right? So that is basically in the base, and the increase was very similar to last year, hence the year-on-year inflation rate remained unchanged. And we've also seen a softening in core inflation, right? So there were various moving parts, but in general, you know, the outcome is fairly subdued.
So how, Tertia, is this going to play into any kind of decision from the Reserve Bank tomorrow?
The issue here is that the Reserve Bank will present an updated inflation forecast, but they usually, the inputs stems from the end of February, right? So today's inflation print will not be in the numbers. So to the extent that their forecast was perhaps higher or lower can have an impact then on any revisions in the May forecast. But I do think the outcome of today will feature in the Reserve Bank's discussion, and it should be that incoming inflation remains quite contained and muted.
So as far as a decision is concerned tomorrow, I guess one, it would be fair to say that the central bank then is going to take maybe a slightly more cautious approach before committing to further easing. Just keep your foot on the brake slightly.
Jeremy, I think that is such an important question angle to look at this decision, because we have actually seen big shifts around the world. When we just dial back to the January MPC meeting, the governor said that some of the risks to the forecast have materialized, and these pertain to risks of a trade war. At that point, the dollar was still fairly strong, the rand, emerging market currencies on the back foot. But what subsequently happened was there has been major shift. There's now been a big diversification out of the dollar. Europe is looking to increase defense spending, infrastructure investment. So the growth prospects for America in the context of geopolitical uncertainty have actually improved. Hence, you see that willingness to diversify. And when the dollar is on the back foot, because there's also concern now with the uncertainty related to Trump's trade policies, right, can actually undermine U.S. growth, has put the dollar on the back foot. And that's usually very positive for emerging market currencies such as the ZAR. So I'd say there's been two changes now. Number one is a stronger rand. The oil price has declined. Incoming inflation remains contained. So, you know, one can reason there is disinflationary forces present in the South African inflation environment. And on top of it, if I may add, you know, the growth outcome for last year at 0.6% was also weaker than the 0.9% that the Reserve Bank penciled in. So, you know, there's actually a strong argument for a rate cut where we are now.
Tertia, I want to come back to the rand that you referenced in just a moment, but how difficult is it for the central bank to balance global uncertainty, as you've already referred to, which we know featured strongly in the MPC's January statement, against being able to stimulate the economy, which is an immediate priority, I would imagine, as far as we're concerned? Is that a very difficult balance to achieve?
The point is very interesting, because when we see big movements in financial asset prices like the rand, or commodity prices such as the commodity, or like the oil price, and it has an impact on the inflation rate. The Reserve Bank tends to look through it to see where that price is going to settle over time, right? But I do think where we are now, some of the shifts can perhaps be more prolonged. One can perhaps take a harder decision in the context of inflation and growth that are subdued. But I would agree with you that there's certainly volatility risk out there in view of the big geopolitical themes that are playing out. And then also in South Africa, perhaps we can just bring in the budget, if you'd like to touch on that.
Well, that's exactly my next question, particularly the VAT hike debate. And is that going to have any kind of impact on the conversation that is taking place?
So the Reserve Bank looks at fiscal policy and to the extent that it feeds into the fiscal risk premium. What has changed now, or what has been stressed in both the budgets, the February and the March budget, is that National Treasury and, I can add, the GNU are committed to fiscal consolidation. In other words, any additional spending must be financed via tax increases. We need to protect the debt to GDP ratio, which is very elevated at 76% of GDP. So in as much as there's then the fiscal consolidation playing out, one can reason then, even though the budget is not approved yet, that it's not really a growth orientated budget. Yes, the public sector is in a fortunate position. They're getting a 5.5% salary increase, which is very substantial when you look at where inflation is at the moment. But on the other side of the coin is there's also going to be bracket creep. And then a VAT increase will have an impact on consumer spending as well. So we will only know by the 28th of March whether the committees in Parliament will actually agree to certain amendments, and that will play out in April. But I don't think, when we just look at a VAT increase per se, that it's going to be a massive game changer for inflation. I think the impact is actually going to be felt harder on disposable income of households.
And Tertia, just a final question. We know the rand in recent weeks has strengthened thanks to the bullion price. In fact, a little bit weaker today, 18.18 on my screen. But be that as it may, is this a stable trend as far as the currency is concerned, or do you think it's merely a short-term boost?
Very important question, Jeremy. And, you know, as I flagged earlier on, there is a lot of volatility risk out there in terms of the external dynamics. But I would say that in the context of, you know, if uncertainty continues to unfold with America's policies, in early April, we should have more clarity on some of the new tariffs that may come in, the reciprocal tariffs, and also on Mexico and Canada for that matter, and Europe for that matter, and also what's playing out in between Ukraine and Russia. One can say that some of the trends that have emerged now, where Europe has to become more independent and look after its own finances and security, has brought in a different dimension, which is not going to fade quickly.
Thank you very much indeed for that analysis and insight. That's Tertia Jacobs, Treasury Economist at Investec.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.